Somebody asked me today about the death panels, and I think that's a very interesting question because death panel is a lucrative term. Death panel is not the technical definition or the technical term for what a death panel is. I mean, imagine your job is you sit on something called a death panel, and would you feel good about that? Would you want to work there? No. This isn't how this stuff works, okay? What is a death panel? All right. The best way for me to explain is to reference an old TV show. Some of you younger guys probably won't remember this, but it's called MASH. And MASH was a TV show about a US military unit in Korea during the Korean War. And it was a medical unit, a triage unit. When you go to the emergency center, it is known as the triage center. So in this movie, MASH, people would come in from the battlefield wounded, because during times of war, you have wounded people. And it was a mobile military base set up to provide medical aid to wounded soldiers. When these soldiers arrived at the base, there would sometimes be a few soldiers, sometimes it would be a whole bunch coming in. If there was a bloody battle, all kinds of soldiers would come in on the back of jeeps and on being carried on stretchers and all kinds of stuff. Now, helicopters, it's a pretty cool show. I mean, I don't know if you like old TV shows, you'd probably find it on Hulu or something. So anyway, one of the dramatic parts of this show was the fact that when people would come in off of the battlefield, the military base only had a certain number of doctors and nurses, and a certain number of supplies, electricity, drugs, bandages, all this kind of stuff. They're on a war zone in Korea during a war. So what happens is the doctors have to make a decision. They have to decide. I have so many people coming in right now. So many beds, so many stretchers, so many crutches, so many bandages, right? They have to decide who am I going to help first? Because they want to save the most lives that they can. So let's say a couple of guys that come in. Let's say a bunch of guys come in, and a couple of these guys are really wounded, man. They're really badly wounded. And they're going to need a lot of resources. But the doctors could save them. But the resources are running low. And so the doctors have to decide, well, I've got these guys that are wounded really bad, and I could save them. But I've also got these other guys here that aren't really wounded really bad, but they need medical attention, and they're going to bleed to death. But like a little bit of shrapnel in the leg, or shot, and they need medical attention, and it's easier to save five or six soldiers with the resources that it would take to save this one critically wounded soldier. So the doctor has an ethical decision to make. The doctor on the battlefield in the triage center has to decide, okay, how can I save as many lives as possible? And he has to make that decision. This soldier right here gave his life for his country, and I could save him, but the resources it would take to save this one soldier would cause five other soldiers to die. And so I need to take the resources that we have available and spread them around, okay? Spread these resources around to everybody that needs the medical attention. So what happens is some soldiers die. And some soldiers live. Now, when you have a government that controls healthcare, it's the same concept as the triage center in the emergency room, or the triage units in the battlefield. They have to decide who who gets care and who doesn't. And they have ethical decisions to make. We only have so much resources, and we have so many people that need help. So what is a death panel? A death panel is the slang term for the concept of deciding how to disperse medical care. All right, basically that's what it is. So how does that play out with Obamacare? Well, with nationalized healthcare, and we see this in other countries already, this is not a new subject. What happens is basically your grandma could get life extension surgery that would extend her life 20, 30 years, but they're going to say no. It's not worth it because we don't have the resources to do that. It's expensive surgeries, and what, she's old. What if she dies anyway? We waste all these resources, right? So here's the other part of it. That this is the big part of it that really makes it all messed up. We have a demographic hiccup, so to speak. There is a generation known as the baby boomers. The baby boomers had lots of brothers and sisters. They were a big generation. They're a larger generation than my generation and possibly your generation. The baby boomers did not have as many children as their parents. The baby boomers' parents were from large families, much larger than the common family in the industrialized United States, Western world is today. It's a thing. If you don't know about it, look it up. People in first world economies generally have less kids than, say, people in third world economies or people that live on farms. If you live in a crowded city, having kids is more expensive than living on a farm with plenty of room. And a lot of times kids that live on farms work on the farm, and that's their family trade, and they are part of that. So when you have a generation as large as the baby boomers, who are all retiring, that are going to need a lot of resources because they're old and they need a lot of medical care, they're no longer working, they're no longer paying into the system. Now, a smaller generation, you and me, have to pay for all this medical care. So the case for killing Granny is it worth shortening Granny's life in a time of medical breakthrough, modern medical marvels, miracles? Is it fair to cut Granny off just because there's not enough money? Or is it fair to have a socialized healthcare system where an accountant decides whether your grandma lives or not? Not the doctor, but a bureaucrat, an accountant? And that is a death panel. The death panel is when it costs too much for your medical care. And then you get denied. Or they just jack your rates up till you can't afford the premiums anymore.